Hi there. The word for you today is on caring for the needy. In Psalm 41, verse 1, David writes, "Blessed is he who considers the poor." One of the most common excuses for not giving to the needy is, "I had to work hard for what I've got. So should they." Now, it's true. The Bible teaches that if you're not willing to work, you're not entitled to support. It teaches that. But did you know these three things? First, 6 million children under 5 die every year of starvation. And it doesn't have to happen. Number two, 1 out of 7 people in this world go to bed hungry every night. And number three, the three richest people on the planet have more collective wealth than the combined gross national product of the world's 48 poorest countries. General Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, put it this way: "How can you convince a man of the love of God if his feet are perishing with the cold?" Look, if your prayers aren't being answered, here's something to consider. The Israelites fasted and prayed, and then they complained that God wasn't answering their prayers. And this is what he told them. Let me read it to you. This is the kind of fast I'm after: to break the chains of injustice, to get rid of exploitation in the workplace, to free the oppressed, to cancel debts. I'm interested in seeing you sharing your food with the hungry, putting clothes on the shivering ill-clad, being available to your own families. If you do this, the lights will turn on and your lives will turn around at once. Your righteousness will pave the way. The glory of God will secure your passage. And then when you pray, God will answer. You'll call out for help and he'll say, "Here I am." When you care for the needy, God makes you this great promise: he will deliver you in your time of trouble. And you know what? You can take that to the bank.